Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Roy S. Cook, COOK. Address is 2382 County Road, TT, Willows, California, 95988. Phone 530-680-0058. ID is XXXXX2238. Date of birth 12/28/1941, 81 year old, retired man. Insurance is Medicare / Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS-Esplanade. It is addressed to Dr. Mark K. Weber, W-E-E-B-E-R, M-D, Internal Medicine, Mission Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137, 530-894-0500, 530-345-2532, parenthesis, fax, and parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of recently identified transient cognitive impairment. Subparagraph, Mr. Cook reports episodes of difficulty in recollection of individuals' names. Subparagraph, his wife / companion reports difficulty with confusional episodes in completing novel learning, producing inappropriate results. Dear Dr. Weber and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Roy Cook for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Roy is obviously a highly intelligent and accomplished individual who used to run grocery markets. New paragraph. He was seen initially on March 28, 2022 for his intake assessment and was provided with the NIH quality of life questionnaires, which he returned today in the process of completion of additional information. New paragraph. He reports a number of problems with communication skills. List these vertically. Communication skills, dysomnia-related sleep disturbances with trouble sleeping, chronic fatigue and tiredness, mild anxiety, some depressive symptoms, including overwhelming situations, in his life and difficulty maintaining mental focus. He reported slight to mild symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol, including rare episodes of anger, conflict, upsetability, impatience, sometimes difficulty with criticism, and stubbornness. He reported only a slight reduction in his sense of positive affect and well-being. He reported mild to moderate symptoms of cognitive dysfunction, including financial accuracy, reading and following complex instructions, object placement, listed errands, novel learning, word recollection, cognitive reinforcement, reduced tracking, multitasking, task recollection, mental clarity, sluggish thinking, reduced attention, reduced concentration, task initiation, decision making, and task planning. He reported a slight reduction in his ability to participate in social roles and activities. Reporting to have to sometimes limit social activities outside of the home, having trouble keeping in touch with others, doing future social activities with groups, having troubles with chores and tasks, difficulty finishing work. New paragraph, he reported a little difficulty in satisfaction with social roles and activities. He reported no difficulty in upper or lower motor extremity function. New paragraph today. We reviewed his history and clinical symptoms. New paragraph. In considering other medical illness, he is currently treated for hypertension, dyslipidemia, cardiac arrhythmia risks, has a previous history of treatment for skin melanoma. He has described tinnitus. He has findings of dyslipidemia. Stent placement for cardiovascular disease was performed. For involvement of the LAD and the first diagonal branch, right coronary artery. Currently without anginal symptoms. Previous history of myocardial infarction 2019 when in Chicago. Echocardiogram showing normal ejection fraction. And he has a history of symptoms of chronic pain. New paragraph. His clinical examination shows a bright, intelligent, inquisitive right-handed man who is otherwise alert, oriented, and appropriate to the clinical circumstances. Thinking is logical and goal-oriented, with reduced immediate, preserved, recent, and generally remote memories. New paragraph. Insight is reduced. Thinking is otherwise logical and goal-oriented. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are unremarkable. New paragraph, his motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone of strength, upper and lower extremities. Sensory examination is preserved, all modalities, his deep tendon reflexes are preserved. Amateur examination remains fluid, non-ataxic. Subparagraph, there's no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. Amateur examination otherwise remains fluid. Romberg test would be negative. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Roy presents with a history of probable mildly progressive cognitive impairment over a period of months and years. New paragraph, he has a previous history of cardiovascular disease, a risk factor for having cerebrovascular disease and cerebral degeneration on that basis. New paragraph, in consideration for further evaluation, we are scheduling him for the high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging procedure. New paragraph. Focus laboratory studies for disorders of cerebral degeneration and dementia will be requested. New paragraph. He will return for those findings in consideration for further treatment. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then, period.